And good morning, good morning, good morning. I have Miss Eileen in here with us today.
It's Women Empowerment Solutions. Women Empowerment Solutions is a faith-based nonprofit organization that empowers women from domestic violence.
Oh, wow, completely different. This is really a big step for a lot of people.
Right.
Because there's a lot of fear when it comes to people feeling threatened, and empowerment is what it is. It is empowerment. It is a way to overcome.
Right.
So break this down for us.
Okay. So what we do is, like I said, we empower women from domestic violence. But the great thing is that we empower them to be overcomers from domestic violence through biblical principles.
Triumph. Wow.
Triumph, courage, giving them the confidence that they need, giving them the courage that they need, because they come from a place where they've been depleted and kind of tucked under the rug, so they don't feel so great about themselves. They've been smacked around, called ugly names and derogatory, I mean, just things that nobody wants to be called or treated that way. They are emotionally distressed. And with our organization, we help them get through all that, but using biblical principles.
That's amazing. First and foremost, if someone is seeking help, how do they find you?
Well, they can find us at www.womenempowermentsolutions.org. They can also call 918-407-7106. We're also on Facebook, but we always like not necessarily want people to go seeking on Facebook, because that's where people that aren't not so friendly may be. So it's seeking the website and just calling the number 918-407-7106.
Confidentiality is key.
It is key.
And of course, learning to heal from the inside out, and doing it with the Bible in hand.
Right.
Sometimes it is the best medicine.
It is the best medicine. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know, or you have never ever heard of." You've never heard of. So if we've not ever heard of it, and then we know that God's ways are not like our ways at all. So if they've never heard of it, then he's going to plant something. Once they call unto them, then he's going to show them great and mighty things that they don't know and have never heard of. They're going to be like, what? You know, he's going to download these things, these ideas and just thoughts into their mind and be like, whoa, you know. You couldn't hear this from a person, although that God will speak through people.
Sure.
He speaks through radio, television, billboards, signs. I mean, even a bumper sticker in a car. God speaks to us in various ways. So he will download the ideas, and these ladies will be like, wow, yeah.
Now, this is really a brave task. This is, like you said, not pretty. And this is nowhere anybody wants to be. But the calling is there in order to be there for those who need it the most. And that is something else.
Yeah, it's a calling, and I received it actually in February of 2010. I had graduated from college, and I was like, okay, what's next? And God said, Women Empowerment Solutions.
There you go.
And I was like, what's that? So anyway, he was telling me, you're going to empower women from domestic violence. I used my experience and my education and put Women Empowerment Solutions together.
Right. Are you networking with other agencies in order to find these
different organizations? But our name really hasn't been put out there. I've been putting flyers and just I've gone door to door and just different things like that. And I've done fundraisers and just been at Reese's grocery store. They have been a great supporter. Yeah, so just different places.
Well, that's getting the word out, and that is having the word being spoken. And the big hope is that if someone is in need, if someone does need help, the comfort is knowing that you're there.
Yeah, and it's not just me, it's volunteers and other people, like-minded people that come together and we can connect. I can connect with these ladies because I am a survivor myself. So I can connect with, and though each story is not the same, and it's not just a story, it's a part of their lives, what happened. And, you know, you have these pictures in your mind or just physical pictures, and you're like, oh, you just toss these things because you don't want to remember them. But it's a part of your life that happened, and you heal from it, like you were talking about healing. Mm-hmm. You heal from it. You have time with our Father God. Mm-hmm. And you go to him and ask him. Psalm 121, 2 through 8 talks about God never sleeps. Mm-hmm. He never, ever sleeps. Mm-hmm. And he washes all the debris off. Mm-hmm. He washes everything. We just need to ask him. Ask him, and we forgive. Forgive, that's the big key. And that's so hard. Nobody,
it
you know.
It is. It's very
like,
hard.
Yeah, well, when somebody hurts you, whether it's whether the abuser, whether it's a boyfriend or a husband or a former spouse, whatever, whoever has hurt you and you're trying to heal from that, the biggest thing is forgiveness. That's the biggest thing. And it's like, oh, why would I want to forgive this person that hurt me or mm-hmm. or made me bruised or whatever? Well, you get to the point where you can forgive and forget. I mean, you may not forget, but you forgive that mm-hmm. person. And it's a hard thing to do. I had to do that myself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I forgive you. I didn't forget what you had done, but I forgive you and just wash it off. But that's what I was saying about Psalm 121, mm-hmm. 2 through 8. God washes all the debris, the defilements, the attachments, the burden bearers, mm-hmm. the transferences. He washes all that away. But we've got to ask him. We've got to come to him. Too many people are just like stale dated, so to speak, kind of like a banking term, where they just sit there and they're like, oh, I wish this would happen. But you've got to go to the Father. You got to go to Father God and ask him and say, you know, I repent for whatever, but it's not a person's fault for being abused. I mean, abuse is it's not something that you ask for just because you wear a certain type of clothing or you said something. No way. No way. There is absolutely no excuse for abuse. No words or emotions or any of that or pushing somebody, bullying it around. There is absolutely no excuse for it. Well, they did this to me. No. You stand up for yourself, and that's what with Women Empowerment Solutions, we're standing up and teaching the lady courage and just helping her. But it's taking your authority. It's so important. It's not like you're putting the boxing gloves on, so to speak, but you're using your authority. God has given us the authority to stand up and just dig your heels into the ground and go, bam, I'm mm-hmm. here. I am God's daughter. I am God's daughter, and this is what I'm going to do with it. He has given me the authority mm-hmm. to walk in peace, walk in wellness, and I am worthy and valuable.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, definitely. We're all worthy. We're worthy daughters, sons and daughters. We're worthy and we're valuable. We're courageous. We're built with all these. These are fruits of the Spirit. We walk with these, and we know that we have all these. If we believe in Christ and we accept him and know him, we're overcomers. We have to know the word. It's uh-huh. so important.
Indeed. Again, how can people find out more about you? Your website, please.
www.womenempowermentsolutions.org. 918-407-7106.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you being with us here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. All appreciate right. it.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
No one wants to think about their death, but 68 million Americans are putting their family's financial future at risk by not thinking enough about life insurance. David Woods, president of the Life Foundation.
We're very caught up in buying our SUVs and our plasma TV screens that provide immediate satisfaction rather than thinking about the things that will provide our family with security in the event of our untimely death.
Life insurance protects families.
If something happens to the breadwinner, who's going to pay the mortgage? Who's going to send the kids to college? Who's going to buy the clothes, put food on the table? The consequences can be devastating if you don't have life insurance.
With life insurance costs at their lowest point ever, insurance experts say it's affordable for virtually everyone.
Just like a house needs a solid foundation, your financial plan cannot go without a solid foundation. Life insurance isn't a luxury, it's a necessity.
The best way to get the coverage you need? Speak with a qualified insurance provider.